Hallelujah. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Because it's a good night to die. To yourself. Glory. Oh, praise God. Is everybody blessed? Well, then lift your hands to heaven and get another drink. Hallelujah. Fill us and kill us, Lord. It's real simple. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And we can be real boneheads. Thank God he forgives us. You know? Thank God he's merciful and graceful and he knows our weaknesses. Unfortunately, the devil knows our weaknesses. He knows exactly how to open doors in our life if we allow him to. But the word says when we are weak, then we are strong in him. Amen? That's if you're letting him lead your life. But if you're not allowing him to lead your life, then you struggle with him. Then you live a place of survival instead of surrender. You're constantly thinking about you instead of him. You're not about kingdom business. You're about self-business. You know, the Lord is really breaking and opening and loosening and shaking. What was is no longer, and what is to be will be new. You know, it's so many times we fall in this place in complacency and compromise. And we try to reason out of it. We try to justify out of it. And we try to blame out of it. Instead of take our own responsibility and recognize and stop justifying. Those are areas of boundaries. When we come into those boundaries, we should be sensitive to them. If we're not sensitive to those boundaries, we are easily deceived. And that is the weapon that is used against me and you. It is the weapon that is used against mankind. That is the weapon. The weapon of deception is the weapon. Satan was removed from his position. Lucifer was removed because he exalted himself. So that's what he wants you to do. Exalt yourself. And he does that by placing fear so that you compromise, manipulate to get what you want. Fear of loss, fear of failure, fear of loneliness, fear of... Some people have fear of success. Fear. So we fall into that realm of the world, which is lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life, because fear has been induced because we've been deceived. Now, I had no intentions of saying any of these things today, but the Spirit does. Because it is a time right now where we are seeing a great move of evil. And sometimes it doesn't seem like God's moving, but he is. But he is fulfilling his purpose and plan. He's testing his people. He's shaking everything. Things that are going to be exposed more and more and more. It's no longer playing games with God. It's no longer about religion. It's no longer saying, I know him and still doing your will. It's really being sold out. S-O-U-L-E-D. This is what it's about now. Truly being sold out. God is raising the Gideon army. This is what this is about. Those who are truly sold out. For many have been among us, but many have left because they are not of us. There are those who will follow who are truly sold out. There are those who are looking for the area of fulfillment, but not by God. So they want to use God to bring their fulfillment. Well, Lord, I hope you send me the right man, the right woman. I'm hoping you send me the right... See, they try to use God to bring their fulfillment. Does everybody understand this? The word says this. Seek ye the kingdom of God and all things will be added to you. Ask, it shall be given. Seek, you shall find, and knock, and the door will be open. See, it's not reverse. You can never skip seek. You don't go from ask to knock. Doesn't work that way. That deception will try to bring us into a place where we begin to skip things that God has said, this is my way. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. You just don't come to the I am and go to life. Has everybody got it? He said, I am the way. So there's a specific way. I am the truth, so that there is specific truth that you and I must know. Why? To maintain life. There is a way, there's a truth, and there is a life. And that life is eternal. And many will give it up. Many will give it up. And they will give it up for money and power. Many will sell their souls now for money and power. It's happening. It's happening all over. Hallelujah. The ones that are selling their souls out for money and power are called sons of Lucifer. Everyone say sons of Lucifer. Sons of Lucifer. We started a series at the beginning of the end. And one of the infiltrations are called the sons of Lucifer. There are many who have sold out their soul for money and power. And there are those who are just downright deceived and don't know what the heck they're doing. Sons of Lucifer, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Your enemy is deception. That is the weapon. It is used by Satan's kingdom to bring service to his kingdom. It is used to infiltrate God's kingdom and to control the world. Is everybody okay? Sons of Lucifer, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and verse 1. Let's speak it together. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Are we in the last days? If you don't know it, you need to. If you don't know it, you're deceived. You are not paying attention to what's going on. You're caught up in your own little world and survival. And you have no idea what's happening. It says, for men will be what? Lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. These are called sons of Lucifer. These are sons of Lucifer, sons and daughters of Lucifer, who have sold out their souls for money and power. They are also called lords of seduction, because they deceive and seduce people into their doctrine. They deceive and seduce people into their doctrine and their system of lust and pleasures. And they use this with technology, continuously not willing to accept truth but deny it, even though they know it. These are more than just offsprings. They are sons and daughters of an evil empire. They are called a shadow government also. These are sons and daughters of Lucifer. Their god is Lucifer. The reward is money and power in a temporary realm. They are the elite of the wealthy. They are the bankers. They are the intellects of the demonic wisdom of this world. And they are with doctrines of socialism and communism and occultism. They desire to rule the world as a one world order, not knowing that they are deceived themselves. These are called sons of Lucifer, or sons. When I say sons of Lucifer, I mean sons and daughters of Lucifer. In Ephesians chapter 2. Again, they are more than just offsprings. You and I were born as the offsprings of darkness. These are willing servants of darkness. They are gathered together in their kingdom. Their purpose is to fulfill an agenda to bring one world order and have a secular society which is without the true God. In Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 1, it says, And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the what? Others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show his exceedingly riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift from God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Again, we were offsprings of darkness. We were servants of the prince of power of air. We had a fallen nature, and by the nature we were children of wrath. But we are no longer born of the flesh. We are born of the Spirit. Amen? And not of the flesh. No longer sons of the devil by rebellion, but sons and daughters of the Most High God with submission. There are the deceived children of evil and the sons of daughters of Lucifer. There is difference. In other words, you and I were born, we are offsprings of darkness, but we came to the light. Amen. We accepted the truth. We are born of the Spirit. But again, those are sons and daughters of Lucifer, who some of them have received the light and turned away and have actually sold their souls out for money and power and have known the truth. So I want you to see the difference between the offsprings of the prince of power of air and darkness compared to the sons and daughters of Lucifer. They will stay that way. They don't want to be redeemed. They are convinced and truly believe that they are going to defeat God, even though God created them. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, sons of Lucifer. In verse 3, it says, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is what? Proud. Knowing what? Nothing. But is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the what? Of the truth. Who suppose that godliness is a means of gain, and from such withdraw yourself. And from such withdraw yourself. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who what? Desire to be rich, fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Now, perdition means, there's a special meaning of perdition. It means irreversible. It's a place where it is irreparable. It is lost. So when we see that a person is considered perdition, it means that they have a lost soul. They are a lost soul. They are in damnation of God. That is perdition. So it says here, for lust, many foolish, harmful lusts was draw men into destruction and perdition. In other words, irreparable. In verse 10, it says, for the love of money is a what? Root of all kinds of evil. For which some have strayed from the what? Faith, in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many what? With many sorrows. Wow. So in this, know that these sons of Lucifer have sold their souls out for money and power. They actually believe that this life, that Lucifer will grant them everlasting life by serving him and allow them to have a life full of money and power here. They actually believe in that arena they are special. There is a certain group that feels that they are special and that they were not only sons of Lucifer, but they were birthed for a purpose. That's why they have all of this wealth and all of this power in this realm. Destitute of truth, believe they are gods with a form of godliness. They are filled with doctrines of deceptions and demons. Money is their source, and Lucifer is their god. Lust of money, perdition, they are lost. They actually believe that they will defeat God in the final battle. They actually believe that they will destroy mankind to rule this world. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, sons of Lucifer. In verse 1, is everybody there? Listen, the reason why we're going over all of these things and bringing this up is not to frighten people, and they shouldn't. If you're right with God, you shouldn't be frightened. He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. We're more than conquerors. Amen. No weapon formed against us will prosper. It is so that you and I are equipped and prepared to know what's going on in the sea. Why? Because it's happening right before your eyes if you don't. It's happening now. It's been going on. It's been escalating since 2012. It's moving faster and faster. The beginning of the end is getting closer. The beginning of the end has already started. The beginning started in 2012. It was a shift of darkness. It was going to come out like it's never come out before. And it'll continue to come out. It doesn't care whether you believe them or not. They will lie to your face. They will cheat you, steal you, and they will take your lands and your properties. They'll take everything they can until they've actually got control over you. Their purpose is to destroy. They've been working in the rest of the world, and the United States is their final quest. They are here now. They're in our military, they're in our office, and they're in our White House. They are here, sons of Lucifer. And it's our responsibility to continue to resist and stand. We are in it. This is not a fairy tale, a fake, or a fable. This is reality. Do we go on with life? Yes. But we go on in an arena where we are alert, we are sober, and we are ready. We are armed and we are dangerous. We are willing to expose and willing to give our lives. No longer survival mode, surrender mode. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be so soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. This is his second coming he's talking about. Let no one what? Deceive you by any means, that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the what? Son of perdition. He is not the lawless one. He'll be the son of perdition first. He'll be known as the Antichrist. He is irreparable. He is damned forever. This is the Antichrist. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way, and that is me and you, who is the body of Christ that is restraining evil. We are the ones that are restraining evil right now, but we will be removed. And once we are removed, Lucifer and his sons and daughters will have full reign of the earth. And remember, his purpose is to, he came to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. He did not come to rebuild. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. Is everybody okay? In verse 8, it says what? Then the what? Lawless one. This is now Satan. He's no longer the son of perdition. He is the lawless one. Will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the what? Working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And with all unrighteous what? Deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be what? That they might be saved. It says, for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie and that they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So we see in this that the falling away known as the son of perdition and those who are sold out, sons of perdition are also known as sons of Lucifer. But there will be one who will be the son of perdition, who is the Antichrist, and he will be replaced with Satan, who will be the lawless one. And he will be working all deception, all unrighteous deception. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I know we've heard these scriptures, but you need to hear them again so you can see this all tie in together. So there'll be a falling away. There'll be a falling away first. And we see the falling away happening now. There are people who are right now walking away from Christ and selling out their soul for money and power. There are people who are being deceived all over the world. In verse 1 it says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. In other words, they're not promoting marriage. They're not promoting the right marriage. And condemning to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. So these individuals, some of them will know the truth but choose not to submit to the truth because they have fallen into the realm of money and power. The falling away is deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons, not just religious doctrines like Islam and Mormons and Hindu and New Age and Jehovah Witnesses. And all of those are doctrines of demons. Why? Because they reject Jesus as being God. But doctrines of socialism and communism and occultism, attempting to reject or nullify the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Ishmael, who was manifested, Jesus, who was manifested in a natural realm, born in Bethlehem, known as the house of God, or the house of bread. He was the giver of life, the bread of life, Jesus the Christ, the same God who came as Jesus of Nazareth, is the same God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Ishmael. Not Allah, or Buddha, or any other demon deity, but Jesus the Christ from Nazareth. Has everybody got it? It's amazing how Muslims don't go all the way back to Abraham. They think, you know, because, you know, if you really think about it, Islam, the Muslim religion, started way after that. Religion started way after that. But anyways, hallelujah. In Titus chapter 1, the falling away. Many are turning to religions that promise false rewards. They promise carnality. Thank God we're not religious. Because God's not religious. In Titus chapter 1 and verse something. Is everybody there? Verse 10. It says, for there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, to subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be of sound in faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. Look at 15. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. So if someone is not pure, you can only be pure through the blood of Christ. Has everybody got it? You can't be pure through anything else. You are purified through the blood of Christ and the truth of Christ. We are sanctified by the truth of Christ. Why? Because we've been washed clean by the what? The blood. So there isn't anyone else that can be pure. All man is evil, except for those who are washed by the blood. Oh, they may have a form of godliness, but they lie and don't even realize it. They cheat and don't realize it. They manipulate and don't realize it. And they certainly don't repent for their foolishness. Hello? Is everybody okay? To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. They profess to know God. But in works they what? Deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Again, defiled can't produce godly works. They are deceived, saying that they know God, but they really don't know Him. This is where you and I are to do something very important. We're to watch what people say and compare it to what people do. I'm going to say that again. We're to watch what people say and compare it to what people do. There's a lot of people that say a lot of things. Boy, they got some wonderful words. And they got a wonderful story. But it's what they do. And the word says, you'll know them by their fruits or by their works, won't you? Amen. In Daniel 7. Daniel chapter 7. Glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. In verse 21. Is everybody there? Is everybody okay? Daniel 7 verse 21. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them. This is Daniel that was watching in a vision. He said, until the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and a time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. So that's the final result. Praise God. We won. No matter what goes on, it don't matter, man. We won. Now, in verse 23, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the what? Fourth kingdom on earth. So we see here that a beast means what? It's a kingdom. Which shall be defeated from all other kingdoms and shall devour the whole. Shall be what? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me say that again. Verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be what? Different. Thank you. Different from all the other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth. Well, what kingdom wants to devour the whole earth? Satan's kingdom. Trample it and break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise after them. He shall be different from the first ones. He shall subdue three kings. He shall what? Speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Ooh. Then the saints shall be given into their hand for a time and times and a half time. This kingdom is influenced by the sons of Lucifer, causing an alliance with the shadow government. That shadow government is the unseen government. It is called the Illuminati. They are associated with more than 13 world families that are the elite wealth and bankers. They actually believe that they have their purpose is to control the world. They are sold out to Satan. They are called sons of Lucifer. There's an alliance. They're the elite wealth and bankers of at least 13 or more families. and there with and multiple servants. And this alliance that the Illuminati, these wealth, that are servants, they're sons of Lucifer, have an alliance with Islam. This is why he says here, and there shall intent to change times in what? Law. Why? Because they will attempt to bring Sharia law. In fact, Sharia law may come. The only way that that can happen is if they got into our government, isn't it? So there's an alliance now with this Illuminati and the Muslim Brotherhood or Islamic belief system. It is to change times and laws where, in their final quest right now, United States. This is it. That is their final takeover to promote their agenda. They will attempt to infiltrate. In other words, they got to infiltrate. They must get their puppets in office in every way possible, including the White House. I'm going to share a couple things with you, which they're changing laws and attempting to do. And you can see some of the things that have changed already. The first thing that they're going to do is promote music change. It's a music change of culture. It's with violence and greed. Has everybody got it? If you can change the music of a nation, you can change its culture. The second thing that they were attempting to do, which we already see now, look at what rap does. Look at all the other musics that are out there that cause violence and destruction. People are shooting one another and everything else. Now there's separation, isn't it? It causes separation. There's gangs and all kinds of stuff. The second thing, they're going to infiltrate the press to hide their agenda. They're going to withhold the truth and promote division and violence, greed, and hatred. The third thing that they're going to do is capture the soulless hearts of movie heroes. They're capturing the soulless hearts of movie heroes and actresses and actors to promote their agenda. They're going to go and invade radio and TV. They will promote a false cause. It will sound like a good cause, but it'll be a false cause. In fact, you can see a lot of movie stars on TV now saying, we want to get rid of all nuclear weapons. Of course you want to get rid of all nuclear weapons, you idiot, because you are sons of Lucifer. And you may not even know it, but they are serving darkness. Why would we want to get rid of all of our nuclear weapons while all the rest of the countries are continuing to arm themselves? It's because they want to destroy the United States. This is their final quest here. But see, they don't understand because they're not purified by the blood. They have no doctrine of Christ. They are doctrines of demons. And so they will take captive all of these movie stars and all of these other wealthy people and anyone that they can to promote their agenda. Those are heroes. Fourth thing they will do is remove the fear of God and replace the fear of government. Look at what the IRS. People fear the IRS, although they're getting busted enough times now. The fifth thing they will do is they will infiltrate education by allowing socialists and communists and atheists believing professors to teach students theory instead of truth. They will begin to remove prayer from school. They will exchange things of creation. They will remove humility. And they will promote self-God, pride, arrogance, and self-worship. They will become arrogant and pompous because of their carnal wisdom. The sixth thing they will do is discredit family values. Is an institution with a husband and wife and vows of commitment. They will promote divorce and promiscuity. The seventh thing they will do is promote homosexuality and abortion and pornography. And to do as you feel like. They'll promote a do as you feel like syndrome. They'll bring in an area of do as you feel like as an area to where this is a normal way of life now. It's healthy. It's good. The eighth thing, they will eliminate laws of governing, obscurity, calling it censorship, violating free speech and controlling the media. They will promote hate crime and racist and discrimination. They will promote it in an unseen way, and they will expose it in an area to where what they'll try to do is bring fear of people to do anything. They'll begin to persecute people that have really no intent of a hate crime, and it'll bring fear into people. The ninth thing they'll do is cause an economic disaster by taking back property. Look at that, it happened already. Who do you think caused this? Who do you think caused all of this fall, where people are now homeless, where they've lost their homes? They did. They created a disaster, and this is how they do it. They created an economic disaster by taking back property, farms, land, and without lending help. The tenth thing is they would change the judicial system with their judges to alter the Constitution, to put laws in places of environment, labor unions, health care, an attempt to crush Americans to the ground. They will discredit the Bible and replace it with what they call revolution faith instead of revelation. These are just some of the things. They've infiltrated every area. They are here with us now, and their final quest is to bring down the United States. On page 105 of the 2,000-something pages of the bill, a word not known to Americans in the Obamacare package. It's called D-H-I-M-M-I-T-U-D-E, Demitude. It is in the Obama health care package. Demitude is the Muslim system of controlling the non-Muslim population that they have conquered with jihad. It is in the health care. Let me explain something to you. Believe me, out of my researches and stuff that the Lord's got me on, this is crazy stuff. Anyways, this is what was found. It is the taxing of non-Muslims in an exchange for tolerating their presence because they have conquered. As a coercive way of converting conquered remnants to Islam, Obamacare allows Muslims exemption from the government mandate to purchase insurance. You won't hear about this on the media, will you? And there is no penalty for them of any tax for being uninsured. Why? Because there's an alliance between the Illuminati and the Islam Muslim Brotherhood. Obama's exemption package is just a small part here. Because of their belief that insurance is gambling, risk-taking, and usury. Well, I don't believe in that either, man. I don't believe people should be usury. This will open the door for many to convert from Christianity and from everything else to Muslim to escape the insurance penalty. This alliance between the Illuminati and Islam Brotherhood is to expand the agenda and the collapsing of America. Their final mission to bring in one world order and the rule of Satan's kingdom and sons of Lucifer. This is a reality. Let's go back to Daniel 7. I mean, it's happening before your eyes if you're seeing the news and whatever, for what news reports it. But we see that the media has been taken over. The press has been taken over. You don't see these things being exposed. You see the promotion of fear of government and the promotion of fear of Islam. You see a lot of the hiding. You see things that are not even covered. But you'll see the promotion of hate crime, racism. You get those two idiots out there, Jesse Jackson, and who's the other goofball? Whatever, Reverend Hale. Yeah, he's Reverend. He ought to repent so he can make it home. Oh, they're the first ones out there promoting racism when it has nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. In Daniel 7, 26. Are you ready? But the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. They're talking about Satan's kingdom. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. In Ephesians 6. sons of Lucifer. All glory. Is everybody okay? You getting some understanding? You seeing the connection coming now? Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Satan's kingdom. I'm going to share something with you. You have Satan's kingdom, right? Okay, you got principalities, kings, and demons. Okay? Deceiving spirits and so forth. So you got these principalities and kings and so forth. I'm talking about his realm. Princes. Then you got aliens. Okay, I'm going to go back. Satan's kingdom. Principalities are what? Satan's angels, right? You have kings, which are Satan's angels. And then you have demons, which are spirits of the Nephilims. They are demon spirits. Okay. They're unseen, aren't they? Then you have aliens. Woo! Aliens are, this is Satan's kingdom again. I'm still in Satan's kingdom. I'm explaining to you Satan's kingdom. You have aliens that are demons with technology. Then you have the Illuminati, the shadow government, the wealthy in this realm, that are sons of Lucifer. The wealthy in the banks and certain bankers that they hold. Everybody knows that the Federal Reserve is really not anything federal, and it's not a reserve. It's owned by the Illuminati. They cause disasters and then lend to you. If they choose to lend to you. They're the ones that control the interest rates and everything else. You got the Illuminati shadow government, or the elite, the wealth, and the bankers. And then you got the Islamic clerics, soldiers, and brotherhood. It's also seated with Satan's kingdom. You have puppets and deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, etc. And all are sons and daughters of Lucifer. This is where our battle is. This is what's happening. You'll hear more and more sightings. You'll hear more and more about aliens. You'll hear more and more. That's all it is Satan's kingdom coming full force. Remember, our own White House has said that we are not a Christian nation. Amen? We're not battling these people. We're battling the spirits, even though that they're willing to serve darkness. And I'll close at Psalm 1. You know, the sad thing is this. Most of the people involved... Now, let me share this with you. The Muslim Torah is not a peaceful one. It's a violent one. It's violence. They promote violence. Anyone who says, well, this is just people, then they don't really know. They don't really know. So these are deceived, I want to say innocent people that are serving darkness, not knowing who they're really serving. And it's our responsibility to bring out truth. Some of them just won't listen because you know what? They're afraid. They're afraid. Well, it's a terrible thing to be afraid. Fear is not of God. Of course, they don't know that. They think fear is of God. They thrive on fear. They thrive on hatred. Islam is not peaceful. It is violent. And don't let anybody tell you any different. Well, I've been a Muslim 30 years. I'm peaceful. Well, you're a dumb one then. Because you ain't reading what you're supposed to be reading. And you ain't seeing it all the way through. And you're not following what you've been really told. Some people just claim themselves to be something just to be something. Allah's not God. He's a demon. He's just one of the 600 deities that they worshipped. He is not the God of Ishmael. Jesus Christ is the God of Ishmael. They'll find out when I get home. Well, when they don't go home. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the what? Ungodly. Hallelujah. Doctrines of demons and deceiving spirits, right? Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall what? Prosper. Prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. In other words, when it says they won't stand in the judgment, that means rewards. They won't stand with us when we are rewarded. nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's it. There's only one way, one truth, and one life. And we are in the beginning. We've already started the beginning of the end. And it is happening before our God, right before our eyes. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you protect this seed to grow and bear fruit for your glory, and that you'll keep us hidden in the same in the secret place with you, continually feeding us from your throne room, that we may be a sign and wonder to the lost. Lord, I want to lift up those that are calling out in your name today, those that are sick and calling for a healing. Lord, we ask that you'll stretch forth your hand and heal them. Heal them, Lord. Those that have been taken captive in deception by ignorance and innocence, Lord, that you draw them to you and open their eyes to see and ears to hear, that they may know who they truly serve. And that you'll bring revival to this country, continue to expose the wickedness in our government, and break us, Lord, from the traditions of men, that we will walk according to your will, not according to the ways of this world. I ask, Lord, for everyone that's heard these series and watched today and all of our watchers, that you'll bless them and keep them, and that you'll protect them and grant them favor. And anyone who is watching and hearing tonight, I ask that you continue to learn more and go to the Eternal Library at .org. Library, eternallibrary.org. And may the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Anybody said amen?